Today I want to share with you a little about the fact that we are God's workmanship.
今天我要在这里跟你们分享关于我们是神的工人。
The verse comes from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Let's read it together first in Mandarin and then in English.
我的经文是在以弗所书第二章第十节，首先我们用英文读，然后我们看。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，唯要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So, one of the things that I've talked about before is the meaning of this word, workmanship, in this verse.
之前我曾经提过，关于这个神的工作。
The meaning, carries an idea of the fact that God very carefully designed each one of us.
那么这个词句的意思就是讲到神怎么样把我们设计成为来完成他的工作。
We know from things we've talked about before that God is the great creator and designer of all things.
我们曾经讲过神是那位创造者，他是那位设计者。
He's way better than any engineer that's ever been born.
他比任何最好的工程师更好。
And he has designed everything in the universe to work perfectly together.
他已经设计了这个整个宇宙使到他能够很顺畅的进行。
He has designed the chemicals that form the basis of life.
他设计这个化学的物品。
He has designed the stars, the heavens, and the galaxies.
他创造这个天上的星星，还有这些星河。
He has created all forms of beautiful life.
他创造了所有那些生命的有生命的东西。
And not just plant life, but animals as well.
不只是植物还有动物。
And of course, he has designed us.
当然他创造了我们。
Probably when we look at the human body, we see some of the greatest examples of God's genius in creating.
当我们看我们身体的创造的时候，我们看到神奇妙的创造。
To understand how he has designed our bodies and how our bodies work is truly amazing.
那么要去了解我们身体是怎样被创造的，真是一件很奇妙的事情。
But it's not just the physical that God has created and designed in each one of us.
不只是有形体的设计
Much like a watchmaker will take great care in creating a watch, that's the same care that God has used with every one of us.
就像一个制造这个手表的人，他怎么很详细的去制造这个手表？那么神同样的也制造我们的身体。
So that every single part fits together, works together, and has a purpose.
我们看到每一部分都很和谐的合在一起。
And God has designed each one of us not only physically, but also emotionally and spiritually perfectly for His purposes.
那么神不只是在我们这个有形体的身体的创造，他在我们的情绪还有我们的灵性方面所创造的都很和谐。
Do you believe that God can do that?
那么我们相信神是否能够做到这点？
Do you believe He has the ability?
我们是否相信他能够做到？
Do you believe he has done that?
那么我们是否相信他已经做到这些东西？
Let's look at the verse again.
让我们再看这节经文。
It says that we are God's workmanship, created very specially, very carefully, but that we're created in Christ Jesus.
我们看到这位经文说，我们原是他的工作，很仔细的、很小心的被造成，直到我们能够预备成，叫我们能够在耶稣基督里面行善。
And one thing about this verse, it points to the purpose for our lives, the reason that we're here.
那么这节经文说明我们。在这个世界上的目的
But the key to that purpose is Jesus Christ.
那么这节经文的重点是耶稣基督
And specifically, it's faith in Christ that unlocks, that's the key that unlocks our purpose.
那么重点就是讲到这个信直到我们能够在基督耶稣里
And that purpose is to do good works.
那么那个目的就是行善。
But we see part of how God works in this verse.
那么我们看到从这些经文里面，神怎样做他的工作。
Because it says, not only has he prepared us specially, but he has also prepared the good works for us to do in advance.
不止他们预备我们，但是他同时也预备那些工作给我们做。
And so we see that all things come together in God's purpose.
我们看到所有的东西落在神的旨意当中。
And that purpose again is for us to do good works.
那目的就是要我们行善。
For us to glorify Him.
让我们能够荣耀他的名。
For us to love Him.
让我们能够爱他
For us to love others.
让我们能够爱其他的人
Pastor was sharing last week about how God tells us to love one another.
上个星期牧师有讲到我们应当怎样去彼此相爱
That's part of what God has designed us for.
那是神给我们所预备
And it's some of the good works that he has prepared in advance.For us to do.
也就是他给我们的工作，也就是要我们行善。
And so this shows us our purpose.
那么这说明他的目的。
Now, we see from the verse that God not only designs us, but He also prepares the circumstances.
我们看从这些经文看到，神不单设计我们，但是他也在。任何的情况当中预备我们
You can think of it as a puzzle piece being fit into the last spot
我们就可以看到这个拼图里面然后最后一个拼图然后放在那个最后一个位置上
God has created you He has shaped you in a specific way
而神创造我们然后很特殊的把我们放在一个特殊的地方
Just like the puzzle piece has a specific shape
就好像这个拼图这样有一个特别的一个图案
But as we see from the picture that piece has that shape for a reason
我们就可以在这个拼图里面看到这个图案有特别的目的
And so it's so it can fitinto the last hole in the puzzle.
我们可以看到它能够很整齐的拼在这个位置上。
We can think of that hole as the circumstances that God creates for us.
我们可以看到这个洞就好像神所预备特殊的一个情况。
So God prepares us as the puzzle piece, and He also prepares the circumstances.Where that piece should fit.
然后神预备我们好像这个拼图案这样，然后他也预备一个特殊的情况，使我们能够配在里面。
Does God really work that way?
那么到底神是否行他的事情？
Let's briefly consider two examples from the Old Testament.
让我们来看旧约圣经里面两个例子。
The examples are Joseph and Esther.
那两个例子就是约瑟跟以斯帖。
We're not going to turn to the scripture for each of these. I encourage you to read up on them afterwards.
我们不会现在来去看，但是我鼓励你自己去看。
Very briefly, story of Joseph.
简单的这个约瑟的故事。
Joseph had a special ability given to him by God.
约瑟他有神赐给他一个很特殊的一种能力。
He had the ability to have dreams that could tell something about the future and to be able to interpret dreams about the future.
他的能力就是他能够在这个梦里面能够讲解将来要发生的事情。
So you think he was immediately meant for great things.
那么我们就知道他是一个很有能力的人。
But instead, his brothers were jealous of him.
但是他的弟兄，他的兄弟却嫉妒他。
And so Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt.
那么约瑟就被卖到埃及地方去。
And then he was imprisoned.
他在监牢里面。
Even though he had done nothing wrong.
虽然他没有做错任何的事情。
But all this led to Joseph being able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh.
那么这些事情发生，使到约瑟能够为这个法老王解梦。
And by doing that, Joseph was able to warn Pharaoh that after 7 years of good crops, 7 years of famine would follow.
那么约瑟如此做，能够警告这法老王，在埃及地将会有7年的饥荒和7年的丰收。
And so this enabled Joseph to advise Pharaoh wisely.
那么就使到这个约瑟能够警告这个法老王所要发生的事情。
The Egyptians were able to store up food for the times of famine.
所以那个埃及人就能够储藏这个食物来准备这个饥荒。
But as it turned out, this not only saved many lives in Egypt, it also saved the lives of Joseph's own family.
那么不止救到那些当地埃及的人，同时也救了约瑟本身的家庭。
Because his family came to Egypt to partake in some of the food that had been stored up.
因为他自己的家人同时也到埃及那边去领取这个食物。
So think about the circumstances surrounding Joseph.
让我们想到约瑟所面对那种情况。
At a young age, it's clear that he has a special gift from God.
那么很年轻的时候，确实是一个有恩赐的人。
And yet, he is sold into slavery.
但是他被卖到埃及那边去，成为一个奴隶。
He is unjustly imprisoned.
他不公平的被对待。
For a while, it seems that his life is meant to be nothing but suffering.
在一个很短的时间里面，看到约瑟所面对的那种困难。
But God ended up using all those circumstances and the ability that Joseph had been given for the good.
但是神却使用这些情况，使用约瑟的能力来成就他的旨意。
We would not have thought that if we were in Joseph's position.
如果我们在约瑟的位置里面，我们可能不会想到这些事情。
But Joseph himself told his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
但是约瑟跟他的兄弟说，你以为是邪恶的东西，但是神却认为是好的东西。
God designed Joseph and matched him with the circumstances that he brought about.
那么神创造约瑟，然后把他放在一个地位，直到他能够成就神的旨意。
Let's take the example of Esther.
那么让我们来再看以斯帖。
She was gifted with great beauty.
那么以斯帖 有这个就是外表那种漂亮的这个所谓恩赐。
This led to her eventually being chosen as the queen.
那么这使到以色列后来被选为成为一个王后。
But probably more importantly, she was also blessed with a heart of obedience.
更重要的就是以色列有这个顺服的心。
Her cousin Mordecai came to her with a request.
那么她的侄儿莫迪凯向他有一个要求。
He said, "You need to speak to the king."
他说你必须要向王说这些话。
You need to ask him to not kill all the Jews.
你应该向王说不要把所有的以色列人杀掉。
But Esther knew that going to the king uninvited could mean death.
以色列知道如果还没有被这个王邀请之前去见王的话，可能会有生命的危险。
But even facing death, Esther was obedient.
但是既然会面对死亡，以色列还是顺服。
She said, "Pray and fast for me, and I will go to the king."
她说禁止祷告，我会去见这位王。
And ultimately, she was successful.
然后最后她成功了。
Again, a person given certain characteristics created by God, but also put in specific circumstances.
同样的，我们看到一个人被创造，然后他特殊的被设计，然后放在一个特殊的地方。
Now, there's an important theological point in all of this.
那么在这些事情上，我们看到一个神学的重点。
And theological is just a fancy word meaning it's describing something about God.
是神学这个词句就是好像一个很特别的一个字眼来形容神。
And the characteristic of God that's being illustrated in these examples is that God is sovereign.
那么神的特性在这些事情里面就给我们看到神是掌权的。
That God is in control.
神在掌管。
Not only is God the creator and designer of each one of us,
不止神是那位神，他是创造者，他是设计者，他创造我们。
He also controls the circumstances.
他也控制一切的情况。
God makes sure that there are no accidents.
神确定没有任何的差错。
God makes sure that nothing happens that He didn't plan on.
神也确定没有任何事情，所发生的事情是没有不是他所预备的。
The critical question is, do you believe this?
那么重要的就是你到底相信这些吗？
Do you believe this about God?
你是否相信神做到这些东西？
We live in a world today that really does not believe this about God.
我们活在这个世界上经常不相信这位神。
Even some of those who actually believe in the existence of God don't necessarily believe that God is in control.
虽然有些人相信神的存在，但是他们不能够相信神在掌管。
The popular philosophy today is that life is just a series of accidents.
有一个很就是普遍的哲学观念，就是生命就是很偶然的事情。
Things just happen, and there's really no reason.
事情发生是没有任何的原因。
And therefore, your life really doesn't have any purpose because it was an accident, and everything that happens to you is an accident.
那么你的生命就没有任何的意义，因为所有发生的事情都是偶然的。
Nothing is meant to really happen.
没有任何事情发生，是应该发生的。
There is no higher meaning.
没有更高的这个意义。
There was a whole comedy show that was on for years that was based on this philosophy.
有一个笑剧就是谈到这种哲学观念。
It was called Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. And the philosophy behind that show was there's really no meaning to life.
那么这个哲学观念就是讲到生命是没有意义的。
You kind of have to choose which one you're going to believe, don't you?
那么我们必须要选择哪一个我们可以相信的。
Has God designed you specially, or are you the way you are just because of accident?
那么到底是神是很特殊的设计我们, 还是你相信你是偶然被放在这个地方的?
Has God specifically arranged the circumstances of your life, or are they all just accidents?
那么到底神是不是已经把这些情况已经特别的安排好, 还是偶然的发生?
We're coming down to asking the question, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, is it true or is it false?
那么我们就引起我们问这个问题，那到底以弗所书第二章第十节所讲的到底是真还是假?
That verse says God has created us specially.
这节经文讲到我们是特别的被创造。
That verse says that He has prepared good works for us to do in advance.
我们这节经文也讲到我们在之前神已经为我们预备的工作。
Do you believe that God can do that?
我们是否相信神能够做到这点?
Or do you believe that everything is an accident?
那么我们是否相信一切所发生的事情是偶然的?
If you believe everything is an accident, the stuff I'm going to say in the rest of this message is not going to make much sense to you.
那么如果我们相信这些事情的发生是偶然的，那么我所讲的就没有什么意思。More
importantly, if you don't believe that verse and you don't believe those things about God, your Christian life is not going to make much sense to you.
那么更重要的，如果我们不相信这些经文所讲的，那么我们的基督徒的生命就没有任何的意义。
The Word of God is not going to make much sense to you.
那么神的话语也没有任何的意义。
And your walk with God is going to be hindered.
那么你的以神的关系就受到拦阻。
So you need to decide which one do I believe.
我们必须要相信到底我们相信哪一个。
Let's look at James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17.
让我们看雅各书第二章第14节到17节。
What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith, but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢? 这信心能救他吗? 若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了热用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，给你们穿得暖，吃得吧。 却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢? 这样，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
The emphasis of this verse is that true faith leads to action, leads to doing something.
我们这几节经文所强调的就是真正的信心必产生行为。
And likewise, true love leads to action, leads to doing something.
同样的，真正的爱会产生一些行动。
We've talked before about loving God, loving our neighbors as ourselves.
我们讲过，我们爱我们的神，我们爱我们的邻居。
Truly loving God, truly loving our neighbors means that we will be led to some sort of action.
真正的去爱神，真正的去爱人，会产生一些行动去爱别人。
Last week, Pastor Lou made the very important point about what it means to love one another.
那么上个星期牧师有讲到一个很重要的重点，呃, 就是讲到这个彼此相爱这个原因。
He told us that if you look at the definition of that word love, it's about giving.
那么这个爱的定义就是给。
The love the Bible talks about is the love that gives, not the love that receives, the love that takes.
圣经所讲到这个爱就是给不是拿。
True love is about giving.
真正的爱就是给。
Notice that the action of giving, that word, is active. It involves action. You're doing something.
请注意这个爱这个字就是很就是有这种动力主动的那种行动。
Whereas receiving or taking, expecting things to be given to you, that is passive, no action involved.
当一个人拿的时候是好像要是被动那种行动。
And this goes back to Ephesians 2:10, where it says that we have been prepared to do good works.
那么回到这个以弗所书第二章第四节的时候，我们就想到我们是被神所预备的工作。
It's really about exhibiting true love by doing, by giving.
就是表现出这个真爱，也就是这种给那种行动。
And notice we're talking about giving, which means that it is voluntary, that you choose to do something.
我们想到这个给的时候，是我们因为愿意做的事情。
If someone forces you to hand them money, you can't call that a gift.
那么如果有人强迫你把这个钱交给人的话，那就不是给了。
If someone forces you to do some work, you can't call that a gift.
如果人有强迫你做某件事情的时候，那就不是给。
True giving is from the heart. It's voluntary. It's not because you're forced to do it.
真正的给是从心里面出来，而且是自愿的。
That's why we don't call our taxes gifts to the government.
所以我们不讲这个我们纳税的时候，我们是给政府。
So we see that our purpose in Christ is not just to lay around and enjoy being saved.
所以我们在主里面的主耶稣基督里面的目的。不是在那边无所事事只要得到这个救恩就好了。
I see you guys laughing. You know someone like this?
你们看到这图片的时候，可能你们会笑。
So unfortunately, sometimes as believers, we might be tempted into that idea of being saved means just sitting back and enjoying our salvation.
但是很不幸的，有时候我们身为一个信徒，我们就以为得到这个救恩就可以了
But that's not what God calls us to do.
但是不是这个意思。
God calls us to love Him and to love others.
神要我们所做的就是要爱他，还爱其他的人。
And that requires getting off the couch.
那么这必须要从这个沙发
Let me give an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Let's say that you're walking around here at the church and you find some garbage laying on the ground.
比如说你在教会里面行走的时候，突然间你发现到有这个垃圾在地上。
You have a choice. You can either take the time to pick that up and throw it away, or you can leave it there.
你有一个选择，你可以把它留在那个地方，或者你把它竖起来。
How does that choice stand up in light of loving God?
那么到底这个选择在我们爱神的这个事情上有什么关系？
Well, I choose to pick it up and throw it away. I'm honoring Him. I am trying to help maintain a place of worship.For God.
那么如果我选择把这个垃圾设起来的话，我们就表现出我们爱神，然后就是有一个干净的地方来敬拜。
So it would be a form of putting love for God into action.
那么就是让我们能够在这个爱神的事情上有两个行动。
Also, I would be honoring others by giving them a clean place to get together.
我就是能够让别人能够一个清洁的地方。
And so picking it up would be putting love for others into action.
如果把这个垃圾拾起来的话，表现是我爱别人。
Whereas leaving it there would be doing the opposite.
如果把没有把那个垃圾拾起来的话，我所做的就相反了。
It's useful to remember the story of the Good Samaritan.
我们可能可以想到这个撒玛利亚人的故事。
We remember the Good Samaritan, the person who stopped to help the person, the man who was injured and lying in the road.
我们看到这个好撒玛利亚人，他停下来去帮助这个受伤的人。
But what we forget sometimes is the two who went before him.
但是我们却没有想到之前那两个人。
The two who not only refused to help, but deliberately crossed over to the other side.
我之前那两个人不止特意的不要帮助这个伤害的人，而且他们就是从那个旁边那边走过去。
They turned away from someone who was in need.
他们就拒绝帮助这个有需要的人。
They turned away from a good work that God had prepared for them.
他们拒绝神预备给他们的工作。
That's not loving others.
这不是爱人。
That's not loving God.
这不是爱神。
And that was the point that Jesus was trying to make with that story.
这是耶稣基督要强调的。
And so clearly, for us to put into action loving one another, we need to be aware of other people's needs.
所以当我们要想到去帮助别人的时候，我们必须要想到他们的需要。
We need to actually know others.
我们应当知道他们。
We need to actually care about what's going on in their lives.
我们也应当关怀他们生命里面所发生的事情。
Someone once said that the opposite of love isn't hate, but it's indifference.
有些人说爱的反义词其实不是憎恨，其实是漠不关心。
That the opposite of loving someone is just saying to them, I don't care about you.
就是爱的相对其实是漠不关心。
And our prayer needs to be that we will not be like that.
我们应当在祷告中，我们不要成为这样的人。
But that we will actually strive to put into action the command to love one another.
我们应当努力的以行动来成全神的诫命，就是要彼此相爱。
God has this to say about indifference in Revelation 3:15-16.
神在这个启示录三章十五节到十六节有谈到这个漠不关心的事情。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你譬如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我的口中把你吐出来。
That's not a favorable view.
这个不是一个很好的观念。
If we go to God with a heart of indifference, it's not a good thing.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，有一个漠不关心的心，这不是一个很好的事情。
And so, one action that our faith needs to lead to is caring about others.
所以我们信心的行动就是要去关怀别人。
And taking action based on that.
也就是以这个行动来表现这个信心。
Not sure how many of you remember the old TV show Cheers.
不晓得你们是否记得这个这个电视里面关于这个节目 Cheers.
Part of the song for that show talked about having a place where everybody knows your name.
这首歌就是讲到你在某一个情况之下，很多的人都知道你。
A place where you could go to be with people who actually know you.
你到某个地方，所有的人都知道你是谁。
And who care about you.
而且关心你。
That speaks to the need of people to be in a group like that.
所以可以看到一些人能够在一个群体里面能够融入这个群体。
Now sadly, there are people who go to bars and parties looking for that kind of thing, looking for belonging with others.
但是很不幸的，有些人就寻找一些地方，比如说酒吧或者一些同样的地方来寻求这个群体。
That should be the function of the church.
但是这是教会应当有的。
The church needs to be the kind of place where everybody knows your name.
但是教会是一个地方，每一个人都知道你是谁，你叫什么名字。
The Bible tells us to speak God's truth in love.
那么圣经教导我们要以爱心说神实话。
Thankfully, we have Pastor Lou who does a fantastic job of speaking God's truth to us.
感谢牧师能够将这个圣经的真理向我们说明。
We need to match that with true love that leads to action.
我们应当把这个真爱与和行动配合在一起。
Now there are many different ways to put true love into action.
那么有很多方法可以把这个真爱转变为那种行动。
1 Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 6 tells us, There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men.
哥林多前书第12章第4节到6节这么说，恩赐也有分别，圣灵却是一位，职事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
And so we see that we have been given from God different kinds of gifts and abilities.
所以我们看到，我们每一个人，神赐给我们不同的恩赐和能力。
And God wants us to use those gifts and abilities together as the body of Christ, as a team.
然后神需要我们以使用这些不同的恩赐，成为一个群体，成为一个团队。
But in order to have an effective team, everybody needs to have the heart of a servant and not the heart of a ruler.
那么如果要有一个好的团队的话，我们必须要有一个这个仆人的心，而不是一个就是一个君王的心。
The Bible tells us that there's one head of the church, and that head is Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，教会有一位头，那位头就是耶稣基督。
He gives the instructions. He sets the direction. We follow.
他给我们指导，他给我们的话语，所以我们跟随他。
But that's the important thing, is to have the heart of a servant.
重要的就是我们应当有一个仆人的心。
And to have that spirit of giving instead of taking.
有一个那种给的那种态度，不是那种拿的那种态度。
Now, anyone in sports will tell you that a true winning team requires everyone to contribute, just not a few.
在这个体育这个运动的领域方面，很多人都知道每一个运动员都应该给
No team can win when one player tries to do everything.
没有那些运动队能够胜利，如果每一个人都为了自己。
And it's the same for us in the body of Christ.
同样的，在基督的身体里面也是这样。
We need to try and see that it's not just a few who are going to do everything.
我们应当知道，不只是几个人在做事情。
In a lot of churches, that person ends up being the pastor.
很多教会很多重担就落在牧师的身上。
Pastor not only gets to preach, pastor gets to go around cleaning the toilet.
牧师不只能够在讲台上讲道，他也有机会去洗厕所。
That's why a lot of pastors say no thanks.
所以很多传道人就说
And just like it used to be in rural China and also in the U.S., when you have large families, everyone shares the burden.
就好像在古代的时候，在美国或者在中国，有很多家庭都是很大的。
And that's what we need to do also.
这就是我们应当所做的。
But how do I learn how to serve others? How I specifically can put true love in action?
那么我们如何能够将这个真爱变成一种行动？
The biggest thing, and I've talked about this in our Sunday school, the biggest thing is being willing to try out different things.
我在主日学里面讲到，我们应当愿意做一些不同的事情。
Look for opportunities where help is needed.
我们应当寻找那些机会来去帮忙。
And see if you can answer that need.
你是否能够回答这个需要？
Don't let the first thought be, I'm not good enough to do this.
不要让你想到我不能。
Don't let the first thought be, well, I'm not prepared to do this.
或者不要想到我没有预备好。
It would be good to do whatever you can to prepare.
当然最好的就是你能够做到你能够做到的。
If there's training available, take advantage of it.
如果有什么训练的话，就趁着这个机会。
But if you see a need, don't let hesitation be the first reaction.
如果你看到有什么需要的时候，不要有任何的东西拦阻你。
Don't let Satan put the idea in your head, I'm not good enough to do this.
也不要让魔鬼撒旦把那个观念放在你的头里面，我不行。
Because it's not about us doing it, it's about God doing it through us.
不是我们自己做，而是神借着我们做。
So let me give you one example of finding an opportunity and answering it, even though you may not be ready.
让我给你一个例子，就是寻找一个机会虽然你还没有预备好。
Back when Amy and I were in graduate school, the student fellowship was preparing to go off to a retreat.
就是在很久以前Amy 跟我在这个团契的时候，他们预备要去一个退休会。
I was asked to help organize transportation.For all the students.
那么我被委任做这个交通的组长。
And this was pretty much because I used to give students rides to church in my car.
我在那个时候经常带那些学生到教会。
Not a whole lot of training there.
不是很多的训练。
So anyway, I got all the names, got the people who said they could drive, and looked like everything was fine.
那么我就拿到这名单知道谁要交通。
Then we get to the night before we're going to leave for the retreat.
那么就在我们还没有去那个退休会那个晚上之前。
And I start getting these phone calls.
然后就有人打电话来。
People are calling and telling me, oh, I'm sorry, I can't give a ride anymore.
那么就有些人说，对不起，我不能够去带这些人。
Or I can give a ride, but I have to leave like 3 hours later.
我可以带这些人，但是我要延迟3个小时。
So all of a sudden, I am desperately trying to call around, trying to find other people who can drive and give rides.
那么在这个短的时间里面，我就 尝试找一些人可以代他们。
Now, you teens and kids won't understand this, but this was in the days before cell phones. There was such a day.
所以你年轻的不明白这点，因为当时没有这个手机。
And so I had the old-fashioned kind of phone that you have to hold up with your arm.
那我有点就是那种很古老那种电话哦，你要必须要把它提起来。
I spent so much time on the phone that night. By the time I was done, my arm literally hurt.
所以我用了很多时间在打电话就是在结束的时候，我的手都酸了。
The date was January 17th, 1991.
那个日期就是1991年。
If any of you are familiar with that date, it's probably because that's the day the United States started bombing Iraq in the first Gulf War.
然后如果你记得那个日期的时候，就是美国开始轰炸这个伊拉克的时候。
And so after making all these calls, trying to arrange all this, I sat down on CNN and watched Baghdad get bombed, and it was actually calming.
那么我就是把这个电话要打的已经打了，然后我就看电视，看到这个新闻关于这个美国轰炸这个伊拉克。
That was less crazy than all the stuff I had just been through.
Did they call you?
Did they who call me?
Okay, never mind. Right. 那么这些事情发生就变成另外一件事情。
But the bad news didn't stop there.
但是不好的消息没有停在那边。
Because we got to the next day and people started showing up for their rides.
那么明天就有些人出现需要别人带他们。
And then we had a whole bunch of girls show up with a lot of luggage.
那么就有很多姐妹出现，而且很多行李。
Big suitcases and pillows.
那么有很大的行李，而且那些枕头。
And they had stuff like this.
而且他们带这种东西来。
But the problem is, when you're trying to count seats in the car, this thing takes up a whole seat.
特别我们要位置的时候，这些东西都占了车子里面的位置。
I was counting students, but I hadn't been counting stuffed animals.
但是我只想到他们这些学生们，没有想到他们会带这些东西。
So we had another crisis.
我们面对另外一个危机。
And then our English pastor drove by in his van.
那么我们英文的牧师他就来到，而且他开着一个这个van。
He wasn't going to the retreat. He had just stopped to ask us how things were going.
他不是去参加这个退休会，他只是来问问他看情况到底如何。
And we told him, "Can we take your van for the weekend?"
我就问他，那是否我们可以用你的 van?
And he gave it to us.
他就把这个 van 让给我们。
So if we ever have a teens retreat, don't come by to check on us.
所以有任何的那个青少年的退休会牧师千万不要去。
So the moral of all thing is nothing went the way it was planned.
Nothing
went the way it was planned.
那么这个例子的就是说没有任何事情在这个计划里面失去。
And there's a saying, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Don't let the perfect be the
enemy of the good. Basically means, don't worry if things aren't perfect.
就是说有些事情不是完美的，但是我们不要去担心。
And, you know, when you're trying some of these different ways to love others, don't be afraid to make mistakes.
如果你用不同的方法来去爱别人的话，也不要担心你会有什么差错。
It'll be okay.
一切都好的。
In the end, God works it out.
因为最后神为成全。
Hebrews 10:25 tells us not only to meet together, but that we need to encourage one another.
摩西伯来书十章二十五节讲到，我们不只要聚会聚在一起，我们也应当互相鼓励。
And so, as all of us try out different ways of putting our love into action, we can also be encouragers for each other.
所以我们用不同的方法来彼此相爱，那么同时我们也可以互相勉励。
Not critics.
不是互相批评。
Gentle correction, that's okay.
那么温柔的就是这些更改变是好的。
But we need to be encouraging.
但是我们必须要彼此勉励。
Every one of us can play a part in being encouraging, in cheering other people on.
每一个人都能够勉励别人。
And every one of us can always stop to say a word of thank you to someone that we know who's been putting their love into action.
那么我们每一个人都可以讲这句话Thank you, 或者感谢，感谢这些把这个爱表现出来。
I'm going to call out two specific ones, and then I'm getting in trouble because there's a whole bunch of others that I should do, but I don't have time for.
那么我将会挑选两个人但是我不会挑选其他的人。
We've had a lot of great special events for our church. Those have all been coordinated by Victor. And I just want to take the chance to thank him for a great job of doing that. And many of you participated in our vacation Bible school this last summer. That was all organized and coordinated by Emma.And I just want to thank her for a wonderful job in doing it.
我过去的这个暑期圣经学校，你知道是谁安排的吗？为什么这么成功？我们这里姐妹。
That is not inclusive. There are many, many other people who deserve our thanks. Please take the time to give it to them.
还有很多其他的人都摆上，所以我们要。
And please take the time to be an encourager and to try different ways of putting your love into action.
那么让我们能够用不同的方法来去勉励别人，让我们的行动表现出来。
So God has created us specially to do good works.
所以神特别的创造我们，设计我们来完成他的工作。
He prepares in advance the opportunity for us to love others.
所以他老早都预备好，预备我们来去爱别人。
And we know that true faith and true love will result in our action, doing something.
所以真正的爱，真正的信，就产生这些行动来去爱别人。
And God provides many different gifts and many different opportunities for all of us.To love one another and to serve one another.
所以神预备了不同的恩赐，来使到我们能够去爱别人，来去服侍别人。
I pray that we can do so.
让我们祷告，能够成全这些东西。